And away we go. Here we are. It is a Getaway Friday, Friday, November the 22nd, 2019. 11 minutes after the hour, you're tuned into the Now program here on WWGH Radio. And you know, Friday might be my favorite day of programming on this station. Now, here's why Friday's my favorite day. Number one, it's the last day before the weekend, and why wouldn't you like that? And number two, we have Charlie Evers here, which is always a good day. He'll be on this morning from 10:10 till 12 noon. And then from 12:15 to 1 o'clock, Charlie and I get to get together and discuss everything, and usually argue about everything going on in the Marion community and beyond. And that's always a fun hour, the Exchange Club today from 12:15 to 1 o'clock. So I love Friday's programming, but you know, it's hard not to love every other day of programming on this station as well. It's always a lot of fun. Now, today is the big day, folks. Today is the big day. There is high excitement in the air, let's just say that, because in the 9 o'clock hour this morning, we've been promoting this heavy, heavy, heavy. We are going to be joined by Ashley Williams, who is the star of the Hallmark movie, Holiday Hearts, which will be premiering on the Hallmark Movies and Mysteries channel this coming Saturday at 9 o'clock. Now, in this area, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, if you have Spectrum, is on channel 1117. If you have DirecTV, it's 565. If you have Dish Network, it's 9444. Or the two apps it will be on, Sling and DirecTV Now. So there you go. Once you hear Ashley Williams this morning, you will be able to watch this movie tomorrow night, Saturday night, 9 p.m., Holiday Heart. She's one of the stars. She really is the star of the movie, as near as I can tell. Spectrum, 1117. DirecTV 565, Dish Network 9444, Sling, or DirecTV Now. She'll be along in the 9 o'clock hour this morning. It is going to be a lot of fun because, as I started off this week telling you, Ashley Williams was the star of a television series that was on, I checked this, back in 2002. It was on from 2002 to 2003, 2 years. On the NBC television network. And the show was called Good Morning Miami. And she was one of the stars. And it was about kind of a relationship that doesn't happen. The guy working at the television station loves her, but she doesn't know that he loves her. So he tries to get her away from her boyfriend. And it was just a tremendously well-written show. I enjoyed the show quite a bit. And who would have thought 18 years later, Ashley Williams would be on this show. Now that is a stretch, but it's going to happen this morning. And as I said, what was so great about this show was not only did I like the Good Morning Miami show, but I totally had a crush on her character named Dylan. Now, did you know I had crushes? Yeah, back in those days, I had crushes. Now today, I think my crushing genes are probably dead, but back in those days, back in the old days, I used to get crushes back in 2002. So, Ashley Williams this morning, you're not going to want to miss that. Do want to thank, because we ran up right to the bell yesterday, David Newell, Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. What a great guest he always is, and so complimentary and so kind, and I hope you enjoyed that. And maybe you've gotten out to see the Mr. Rogers movie. I think this first showing here in Marion was last night. There are, I think, 4 showings of the movie today, so make sure you get out and see the movie. Today's the official opening day. Tom Hanks is the star. The story of Tom Jeannot and Mr. Rogers. Tom Jeannot was a writer for Esquire magazine. I hear it's a great movie. I hear there's Oscar buzz about it. Has anybody seen the movie? Did anybody go out of town or go to the showing last night at 7:15 that can tell us about the movie? We'd love to hear about it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a ring. We would be very interested to hear. And, of course, David Newell was Mr. McFeely, the postman on Mr. Rogers for over 30 years. And he was on yesterday and has been so kind to me over the years. came to Marion three times. He was in the popcorn parade twice, did a sweater drive one time. Just one of the great, great guys. And of course, we had Ed Asner this week. We had Pat Carroll. We had Santa Larry Jefferson. We've just had a great week. And we had Bailey Hunt on Tuesday, Bales. And I've heard such great response from having her on. So that was a fun two-hour period to have Bales on Tuesday, Bailey. And she's a lot of fun. So it was a great week. It is a great week. And next week, we head into our big holiday week. We'll only be on, well, we'll be on 4 days next week. We'll take off Thanksgiving. But we'll be on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday next week. Thanksgiving next week. Can you believe it? And Thanksgiving's coming late this year, which means there is not going to be a huge holiday season because Thanksgiving is on the 28th and November's only got 30 days. So there's only 2 days left in November after Thanksgiving and then 25 days till Christmas. So it's a 27-day holiday season this year, which I don't know. Will that be good? Will that be bad? It's hard to tell. So that's coming up, too, around the corner. Now, what did I want to talk about this morning? There's something I wanted to talk about, and I should have written it down because now it has flopped right out of my head. Isn't that awful when you cannot remember what you want to talk about? Well, I'll tell you, maybe it'll come to me. I do want to let you know letters to Santa Claus are out. If you want to send a letter to Santa Claus, do it early. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. If you get that out early, you will get a letter back from Santa Claus, guaranteed. And we're doing our Christmas card exchange here at WWGH Radio. If you send us a Christmas card and it has a return address, we will send you back a Christmas card with a message in it. Our address, WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302, of course, is how that all works out. So again, send us a Christmas card, put your return address on it, and we will send you one back. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio. Now, do you send your Christmas cards out early when the holiday season is short? When next week, when we won't get to Thanksgiving until November 28th and you only have 27 days of holiday season, do you send your Christmas cards out early this year? Do you send them this week? Do you start sending them next week? When do you send them? Is there any rubric on that that you have, any rule of thumb? Or does anybody know how Thanksgiving is chosen? Because I know, I think this is the latest that Thanksgiving can ever come. I think the earliest Thanksgiving can come is November 22nd. So I know it's not the last. This week, this year, it's the last Thursday in November, but it's not always the last Thursday in November, because last year, Thanksgiving was November 22nd, so November 29th was the last Thursday in November. So last year, Thanksgiving was not the last Thursday in November. So how do we know when Thanksgiving is? How do they choose that? Is that something the federal government just does? Because I'm not really sure how that works. Because I know it seems the line is we can never have Thanksgiving on the 21st, but it isn't the last Thursday of the month always. Now, this year it is, but it's not always that way. Why is that? Does anybody know why that happens? How do they choose Thanksgiving? Like choosing public office, do they just flip a coin and say, okay, that's where it is? I don't know. That's very puzzling to me. How do we come up with Thanksgiving Day? Is there any purpose to it? I know it used to have to do something with farmers, but I don't think it has anything to do with farming anymore. Hey, good morning.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
It's always the fourth Thursday of November.
Oh, okay. So it's the fourth Thursday as the month starts in November.
Right.
So am I right on this? It can never be on the 21st.
Yep.
Is that right? Right. So the earliest it can come is the 22nd, and
the latest is what it is this year.
The latest is what it is this year.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
which is not good for all the shopping.
No.
All the stores.
No, 27 days this year to shop. What kind of impact do you think that'll have?
I think it has some impact.
I do, too. I think it'll impact quite a bit. Well, hey, thank you for letting me know that.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, okay, well, there you go. We got our answer. It is the fourth Thursday in the month. And because November, when was the 1st of November? Must have started, did it start on a Saturday? Did November start on a Saturday? Okay, let's track this back. Let's see if I can do math. If today's the 22nd, yes, it did start on a Friday. It started on a Friday. November 1st was on a Friday. So I guess if November 1st is on a Friday, then it'll fall the latest that it can ever fall, because that'll be the fourth Thursday, which would be the 28th. But any other year, it's going to be early. So where will it be next year? So if November 1st is Saturday next year, it'll still kind of be late then, won't it? I guess if November 1st falls early in the week, that'll mean for an early Thanksgiving. Now, wait a second. I'm confused here. Okay, next year, if November 1st is on a Saturday, that'll mean that the fourth Thursday in November would be, oh man, this is bad. Okay, sixth. The first Thursday would be the sixth, the second would be the 13th, the third would be the 20th, and the fourth would be the 27th? Is that how it works? I have no idea. But I do know that because the 1st of November fell on a Friday this year, we get the shortest holiday season that... okay, hold on. I'm getting word here from somebody. Next year is a leap year, so November 1st is on Sunday, and Thanksgiving will be on the 26th. So I guess... the latest, if Thanksgiving is on a Friday, or the first, if the 1st of November is on a Friday, this is the latest Thanksgiving can ever come. But next year's leap year. Next year's a lot of stuff, if you think about it. Next year is presidential election year. Next year is the Summer Olympics. Next year is the 100th anniversary of President Harding being elected. Next year is the 100th anniversary of women getting the right to vote in a presidential election. Next year is leap year. There's a lot of stuff going on next year. 2020, going to be a big year. It'll be news galore. Not to mention it'll start right off the bat, because 2020 is a decade year. We'll start a new decade. Remember back in the 80s and 90s, we used to care about decades. You know, oh, the 80s are gone, here comes the 90s. The 90s are gone, here comes the 2000s. But ever since the 2000s, we don't care much about decades anymore. Because I don't... What was the first decade in the 2000s called? The O's? And then, I guess we're in the teens right now. So we're going into the 20s. The Roaring 20s. 2020 will start the Roaring 20s. But I don't know. I don't know how that... We don't call this the teens. Have you ever heard anybody refer from 2011 to 2020 as the teens? I guess they weren't all teens, though. 2010, 11, and 12 were not teens. Why don't we refer to when is the last time you heard somebody refer to a decade in the last 20 years? We used to refer to it all the time. We'd say, well, that happened in the 60s, that happened in the 40s, that happened in the 90s. Now we don't say that. We just, well, that happened in 2004. That happened in 2013. We don't say the O's or the teens. I'm not even sure what you call the first 10 years of this decade. What were this century? What were the first 10 years called? I really don't know. That's very strange. Got me. Anyway, if anybody knows that, they're smarter than I am. What were the first 10 years of this decade called? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, one thing I was thinking about this morning that I did want to talk about, since apparently the other thing I wanted to talk about has completely left my mind, or maybe this was the thing I wanted to talk about and it's just popped back into my mind, is how we communicate. Because obviously radio is a communications business. There's no doubt about that. But, oh, I know what I want to talk about. See, it just came in my head. Isn't that funny? Phone books. Because we have done some things around here where I'll get out the antique phone book or the antique phone, and I want to look for a phone number, and the only way you can do that is in the phone book unless somebody gives you a phone number to call. Well, I did have some phone books at home, so I thought, well, last night I'm going to go through the phone books and see if I can find one that has numbers, because I've got phone books from the last couple years. I still get them delivered at home. And I went through my phone books last night, and there is no white pages anymore. Zero. And these are the phone books you get delivered at home. The white pages are completely gone. What you have when you open, you still have white pages, but all white pages are anymore are government offices or businesses. And then you go to the yellow pages where people advertise their business, but really the yellow pages and the white pages have no difference anymore. The white pages mainly used to be residential, but there is no white pages anymore residential. So I don't know how this is going to be fixed, but how do you find somebody's phone number? I mean, I guess you can go on the internet and use some kind of spy software, but if you just wanted to look up somebody's phone number, how would you do it in the cell phone era? Somebody should have really thought about that before we all went to cell phones. But so apparently phone books are a thing of the past that have regular numbers in them, and maybe it's why when we tried to use the phone book a few weeks ago to call people up, two of the numbers were dead. Because a lot of people are disconnecting their landline telephones, and most people do not have their cell phones listed in a phone book. So I don't know how that's going to work. Is there any way you can just look for random cell phone numbers in your area? Because you don't want to call somebody outside the area. I don't know. That's a very curious thing to me. Does anybody have the answer? Give me a call. 740-383-9944. And like I say, we have Ashley Williams coming up next hour. So I did want to place a call to somebody this morning because we have not done that at all this week. I haven't had a chance to get out the antique telephone. And basically what we do is we call a random person live on the air this morning. And it's a number that you give me. Now, we don't put them directly on the air. I call them off the air. And I say, you know, we want to talk to you on the air. This is WWGH Radio. And is it okay to put you up on the air? And then we put them on the air and we have the conversation. Because I like to get answers from John Q. Public. That's my whole goal here. Now, this morning, the question I want to talk to these people about is, are they going to be watching the Ashley Williams movie this week, Holiday Hearts? Or have they been, or are they planning to go see the Mr. Rogers movie? So if you have a phone number of somebody you would like me to call, or you just have a random phone number from your phone book, that's okay too. If you still have a phone book that has random numbers, give me a call because we're already 30 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. And what I'll do is I'll take your call off the air. I'll write down the phone number so we don't put the phone number over the air, and then I will call the person, and we'll see if they're going to watch the Holiday Hearts, if they're a fan of the Hallmark movies, if they're listening to this station, or are they going to listen to the Ashley Williams interview at 9:30 this morning, or did they happen to hear the David Newell interview yesterday about Mr. Rogers, or are they planning to go see the Tom Hanks Mr. Rogers movie? So that'll be the conversation this morning. So, oh, and maybe, are you ready for Thanksgiving? That would be a fun call. You know what's funny? I need help with Thanksgiving because I cook the turkey at my house, and last year I about burned the house down. So this year, I need some turkey cooking advice. What's the best way to cook a turkey? So I might ask the person that, but I got to have a phone number. 740-383-9944. If you can give me a phone number, please do. Call me right now. 740-383-9944. 31 minutes past the hour, because we'll have to do it this hour, because we have Ashley Williams coming up next hour. So that's that. If you come up with a number you'd like us to call, or you have a phone book you've waffled through and have some people you don't know you'd like us to call, just give me a call right now at 740-383-9944. I'll write down those numbers, and we will give them a cold call this morning here on WWGH Radio. 31 minutes coming up on 32 minutes past the hour. Now, communication. That's the other thing I wanted to talk about. This is a communications business. Radio is a communication business, and it's probably one of the oldest communications businesses there is. Because I don't think newspapers were ever really communication. I think they communicated to people, but I don't think they're communication businesses. I don't think magazines are communication businesses. I don't think pamphlets. I don't think that blogs. I don't think any of that is really communication. I think that's more writing. And that's fine, and that's a good way to get things across. But when I think of the communications business, I think of radio, which was the first. I think of television, which was the second. And now we have this whole new wave of internet, which certainly is a communication business with blogs and things of that nature. And apparently a call is coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, it's Friday, TGIF.
That's right, hey, good, it's Friday, I'm telling you, it's wonderful. You know, at least it ain't like dark out this morning. I'm going to work, usually it's like dark out, you know, a lot of times, like the other day it was really dark out, I come home in the dark. It's like you go to work in the dark, you come home in the dark. So depressing. But anyway, I got a phone number here for you.
Well, it was dark when I came this morning.
Yeah, it usually is.
So you,
I do have a phone number for you.
Now, do you want to give this phone number over the air, or do you want to give it off the air?
Oh, absolutely. Phone number over the air.
Oh, you want to do it over the air?
Yes.
Now, whose phone number is this?
Your C.
What phone?
Are you writing it down?
Well, I got to know the person. I'm calling.
Okay, go ahead. I'll tell you afterwards. Write it down. You got a pen and paper?
Okay. Give me the phone number.
1-800.
No, not 1-800.
Yeah, oh, yeah. 1-800.
Uh-huh.
288.
Okay.
8372.
Okay.
Call Butterball.
Oh, that's Butterball.
Give you all the yes. Call all the ingredients. They'll tell you how to cook it. They'll tell you how to check it.
Well, that's the Butterball Turkey Hotline. Now, we all know that there's no way on God's green earth, even if you did have the Butterball Turkey Hotline, that you could ever cook a turkey.
Me?
Yes.
You know, I thought about trying it.
Do you have paramedics and fire people on standby?
Well, now they have these new pressure cookers called Instant Pot, and I'll just throw that turkey down inside that sucker, and I guess it'll cook in less than an hour, I think.
And when it explodes and you all get salmonella, there you go. You know, I remember a few years ago on Thanksgiving where you ate some, what was it, leftover spaghetti or something and got horribly ill.
Oh, yes. I got really ill. I think it was, like, left out for a long period of time, and I was working at Mallard's, and I remember, I'll never forget that. I was in my prime days, and, it was horrible. I just remember it was a bad day. Yeah, put it that way.
You let it go in Meyer, and people will know what that means.
Yes, it was not very good. I tried to make it to the bathroom, but it did not.
So you were poisoned on Thanksgiving one year.
I was poisoned or something. Yeah, I don't know what it was, but it was horrible.
It serves you right for eating spaghetti on Thanksgiving. That's not Thanksgiving food.
Oh, that's the end. I did not want to go nowhere. And I was like, you know, I had some leftovers, and I thought I tell me put it away in time, but it was in the refrigerator for it, but he leave it out all night. But apparently it was set out longer than I expected the day before, I don't know.
Apparently it wasn't up to par.
It was not up to par, that is correct.
That.
And your other thing you were talking about, lack of communication. I'm with you on that one, sir. You know, people's attention spans are less than 8 minutes now. I was reading on Google.
8 seconds.
And,
I think it's 8 seconds.
It's 8 seconds. I thought it was like 8 minutes or something like that.
I think people will watch something for 8 seconds, and if it doesn't catch their attention, they turn the channel.
Oh, yeah?
That's what I think. I know it's not 8 minutes. Now, they will watch something for 8 minutes because, you know, podcasts and things like that are doing well, but I think it's if it doesn't catch their attention in the first 8 seconds, they're gone.
I understand that. But, I mean, people don't know how to have a conversation anymore, like we are right now. People are breaking up on text messages now.
Well, my thing is not necessarily lack of communication that I was talking about this morning, but I'm just fascinated by communication in general because that's what radio is, and that's what television is, and that's what internet has become. And what fascinates me about it is years ago, probably 13 or something years ago now it's been, I remember going to an event that I was hosting, and I remember George Yoakam, who is a very smart man in radio in Marion. He ran many radio stations all around Ohio, but he also ran WMRN for a time. And I remember George Yoakam saying that, well, because I knew Madge Cooper well, and he was talking about Madge Cooper, and what he said was, he said back in her day, which would have been in the early 40s, that radio was the new thing. And it was the new thing in the 1940s. And she was on the cutting edge of this new communication. And I keep thinking about, I think the new edge of communication today is internet. Because it's Facebook Live, it's podcast, it's things like that. Because people are listening to them in such huge numbers.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Definitely social media. It really took it over the world. And don't get me wrong, social media is good in certain ways. But a lot of times, social media, people abuse it for bullying people. That's one thing they're doing to bullying people and stuff like that. But social media can be a good thing, it can be a bad thing. And when people start taking advantage of certain tools that, you know, people come up with, then we have a problem.
Well, like I say, my thing is just simply that I think that one day, nothing ever goes away. Newspapers have never went away. Radio's never gone away. Television has not gone away. But they all have diminished somewhat because of the internet. And someday something will diminish the internet. But right now, I do think that internet is the cutting edge, and I think that blogs are the cutting edge, and I think that podcasts are the cutting edge. I think more people read blogs than read the newspaper. Well, we know that's true, because in the last presidential election, it was something like 46% of people get their news from Facebook. So, you know, that's including television, radio, and newspapers. So more people get their news from Facebook than from the newspaper. So,
and you gotta watch that because there's a lot of fake news on there.
Well,
I don't know how many times I pull up Facebook nowadays, and a lot of times it could be either like a year old or it's not even true. It's just like people are making up these ads, and it's not even a true story.
Well, that's what I'm saying, and I think that's why that somebody should come into the internet world, and some podcasts do a great job of this, come in and be honest and have the same rules that you would have if you were doing radio or television, but do it in a podcasting way because then you're all over the world, and anybody can listen anytime they want to. And it's just that, I don't know, I think that probably is the cutting edge of communications right now.
Well, you know what gets my growl is? You know what gets my growl? It's okay. I don't get the Marion Star. I go online. I see my Marion Star paper what is it, probably less than a page now, so it's not really that big anymore. Back when I was growing up, it used to be like a book. And so now, when you go online, they want you to charge you for everything. To do everything. See, I think media, news, stuff like that should be free, just like over the radio.
Well, it's clear. It's clear.
I don't think that should be.
No, it's very clear that newspapers in general are in financial trouble, and they're trying the best they can to hang on. They're trying to write sensational articles. They're trying to almost turn into like National Enquirer stuff, because they're trying to sell newspapers. They're trying to charge people online. They're trying to sell ads online. It's not because the times have changed. It's because they're in financial trouble.
Yeah, I mean, but back in the day, though, I mean, is it because people don't buy the paper anymore?
It's financial trouble. Yeah. If you can't sell ads in your paper and you can't get people to buy subscriptions, then you have financial trouble.
Well, I mean, I do know that the Columbus Dispatch is doing pretty well. So, I mean,
not really.
Columbus Dispatch at work.
The Columbus Dispatch is not doing. They've shrunk the paper. They've shrunk even how they print the paper to save money on paper.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's still big. I mean, we get it at work all the time, and it's still like a book.
Well, it's got more news in it. It's got more news in it than a local paper, but they have shrunk the size of the paper, so they don't have to use the big paper because that was a cost they were trying to eliminate.
Yeah, all they did is they put it all one big sheet down, and then they wrap it up, and then they put a whole bunch of different ads in there. I mean, it's like a different design that they did. But yeah, I certainly think it's the same amount of material. And maybe not. I don't know. But I know they did it a different design. They made it put it all straight down on one big sheet of paper instead of like on separate pages.
Well, all I know is when it comes to this business of communication, I know that. And it's not a knock on music, because I like music and everybody likes music and everybody's entitled to whatever music they want to listen to. But the days of music radio, I think, have well passed. And people who are still into that, I think, better come to that realization, because there's just too many places to get music now. You can get it on YouTube free. You can get it on iTunes and pay a very minimal cost. You can download it from pirate sites. You know, not that I think that that's the greatest thing in the world for the artist, but people do it all the time. So there's a big problem there. Music radio used to be popular because if somebody released a new CD, unless you went out and bought the CD for $20, the only place you were going to hear the song was on the radio, but that is just not true anymore.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Look at all these music stores, CDs. I don't know if you can go out and buy it, really, a CD anymore. Like you said, everything's digital now. You download it off of Pandora or something like that, YouTube, whatever. I know we don't have no music stores in Marion anymore that I know of.
No, the music stores have closed, and the music sections in stores are very small. And it is a sign of the times, and clearly people don't listen to radio to hear the new song anymore, because they don't have to. If the new song comes out, all they got to YouTube it. They go to YouTube, you'll see the video, you'll see the song, and that's that.
Yep. And also, you know, another communication is books. I noticed on the bookstores, like what's the biggest bookstore right now? They're in trouble right now. They Barnes & Noble. I mean, they're not doing very well, I heard.
Well, no, I think that's the same problem that newspapers are having, is that people are reading everything online. Although books have a saving grace in them that they will survive, because a book is a book, and if you want to read the book, if you want to read the story, even though you may not go to the bookstore to buy it, you probably will either download it. But I think the downfall of bookstores is more about Amazon. People are still getting the books. They're just getting them a different way.
Yeah, from Amazon, and yeah, right, exactly. It's not going into, like, like the actual bookstore itself and getting them.
Right, but music is different.
Yeah.
I think the delivery of music is just completely different. Nobody's going to Amazon and buying CDs. They're going and they're buying songs, or they're watching them on YouTube. Books, I think books are still selling, but they're selling on Amazon rather. Because, you know, it used to be the bookstore would order 5 books of the new hot book, and when those are gone, you can't have it. Well, now you can pre-order on Amazon, and you'll get the book the day it comes out.
Or if you're a Prime member on Amazon, you get music for free, though, or video.
Well, anyway, pass the communication at this point, because we want to get this in. We are now, 5 days away from Thanksgiving Eve and the big blizzard tradition. So where do we stand now as far as this goes to keep people updated?
Well, we have to get with
Oh, you forgot her name. You forgot her name.
Oh, no. God.
You did. You forgot her name. Oh, man.
Bailey.
Oh, good. I'm glad that came to you.
Yes, we'll have to get with Bailey to see what the time is and what's going to go on.
Well, she doesn't get to dictate the time. No. See, now where did you get that impression? Now, she's more than welcome to come, but she's just along for the ride. Now, she can have a blizzard if she wants to.
I thought about just bringing one of my cardless cookies along.
I've already discontinued that idea.
Oh, you discontinued it?
Yes, no.
Where
that's,
was I at on that?
I've told you this twice already. We can run back the tapes.
You want to say, I told you time and time again.
I have. I've told you. It's not going to work. The tradition is that we go to the Dairy Queen and we both get...
I think they're going to be closed that day.
They're not going to be closed that day. We're going to get a blizzard. Now, I get the Oreo blizzard with vanilla ice cream, and you get the chocolate ice cream Reese cup blizzard. And that is done every day before Thanksgiving Eve. And then... the decoration of the studio happens. So, that's the deal.
I decided you're putting up the tree yourself this year.
Well, I always put up the tree myself because you're incompetent.
No, I'll do all the other stuff later.
You don't do anything well. Last year, I just asked you to move. The tree was a little off-center, and I said, could you just move that tree a little bit? And you grabbed a hold of it and knocked half the lights, half the ornaments, and half the garland off.
Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know you had a Charlie Brown Christmas tree that breaks in half. I didn't know.
Well, it normally doesn't break. It doesn't normally break in half till a guy like you puts his ham hocks on it.
Oh, man.
So,
well, no, I thought I must have grabbed it in the wrong area. I did. I remember that it fell over and, man.
Then we had to redecorate the tree. You had to do it twice.
But the worst decoration of the tree was at the mall. Oh, my goodness gracious. So cold in that studio, I froze my hands off.
You would think with somebody with as much, padding in your clothing.
I knew this was coming.
Wait a second. Hold on. Go ahead.
No, I knew this was coming.
Now, what did I say?
I have enough padding, or I have enough girth, or whatever you want to say.
Girth? I didn't say girth. You know, this has been a weird week for words on this show. You said girth. You just said girth. And the other day when Bales was in here, she said... what did she say? She said she had something on the top of her... a ganache. She said she had a ganache on the top of her cheesecake. Somebody get the ganache.
Isn't it a word, ganache? I think it is a word.
It is a word, but who uses the word ganache? I've never heard anybody use the word ganache.
Well, that is a proper Queen of English speaking.
Is that what you're trying to say? Are you trying to? Now it sounds like The View here this morning. Now we can't talk over each other.
Go ahead.
Well, thank you for your permission.
We remember that one, don't we?
That's a whole story. That's a whole story people will have to say for a different day. But thank you for your permission. I remember that. I remember that one. Anyway.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so do you want a ganache? You wouldn't even know what a ganache is.
No, but I'm saying we actually butcher the Queen of English all the time on stuff. Because we make our own slang words up.
We do. Because in English, we should say progress. We should say aunt. We should say asbestos. We should say ganache. No. Yes.
Not aunt.
Yes, that is... A-U-N-T is aunt.
Oh, man. Not in the American way. That's only in English.
So just throw your cookie out the window, back over it, run over it. That's out of the idea. And by the way, how is that diet going? And now, honest here, because I think it's a little shaky.
A little shaky?
A little shaky. Yes, I believe that's true.
I cut back on processed food. I know that could, it was giving me headaches because of the sodium.
So what did you replace it with?
As much processed food. What's that?
What did you replace it with?
I'm trying to cook a lot more instead of out of packages. Like for instance, I'm gonna use pepperoni. I try to cut back on the pepperoni now because pepperoni is processed and so it gives like a lot of sodium. So I try to only eat maybe 15 pieces of pepperoni. For now.
Okay, well now, hold on. Now, what do you think of Ashley Williams being on this morning? First-time guest of the program, Holiday Hearts, this coming Saturday on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, 9 p.m. That'll be Spectrum 1117, DirecTV 565, Dish Network 9444, or the apps Sling and DirecTV Now. What do you think about Ashley Williams being on this morning in the 9 o'clock hour?
Is she from Marion? I don't know who Ashley Williams
is. She's a movie star. She's going to be in the Hallmark movie, Holiday Hearts.
Okay, but where's she from? I don't know who Ashley Williams is.
I don't know where she's from, but she's in Hollywood. She's been in television series and movies and things of that nature.
So why is it so famous? Because she's on Hallmark. I don't get it.
Because Hallmark...
I mean, I understand that's a girl channel. I mean, Hallmark
a lot of guys will punch you in the lip for that. A lot of guys like the Hallmark Channel.
No, I mean, a girl channel, is it? Well, I mean, a lot of times
What is girl? Now, hold on. Hallmark Channel is owned by the Hallmark Greeting Card Company. And they run episodes of Frasier on there. They run episodes. Why is that a girl channel?
I thought it was they play a lot of those girly shows or whatever on there.
Well, anyway, you've never watched it. Listen, they're in the middle of.
I never watched it.
Well, then you can't say. You can't say. But we're in the middle. They're the number one channel at the holidays, so that's why the girl is on. And also, she used to be in a show called Good Morning Miami, which was on about 17 years ago. And I had a crush on this girl when she used to be on that show.
Oh, is this the girl that we saw in The View? That you thought she knew who she was? And you thought, you went on and Googled her and stalked her and...
Here you go again. Nobody Googled, nobody stalked, nobody did anything of that nature at all. Have you lost your mind?
Matter of fact, I think I still got her picture on my...
Well, yeah, but no, that's not Ashley Williams. I would have known who Ashley Williams is.
Oh, gotcha, okay.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, that's so fun.
I've never stalked anybody in my life. You know why? Because stalking is illegal.
Exactly.
But you have.
I have not stalked anybody. Don't even put that back on me.
Well, that's what I've heard.
No, right. That's not what you heard. It's not true.
You were trying to hit on the waitress in a restaurant we ate on a few weeks ago.
Don't put this back on me. That's not stalking.
No, I'm not. I didn't say you stalked her, but you did try to hit on her. Now tell the truth.
I just thought she was nice.
That's not the terminology you use to me at the table.
Say, hey, give me,
no, don't.
I didn't say give me your number. I just say hey, give me your number.
No, you told me when you told me when you went to the bathroom. You said try to get her number.
That's not true, folks. That is not true.
Well, you did have the eye for her, and you did say at me at one point, you said, I think she's given me the eye.
See, now you're putting this back on me. Lord. I think this is coming.
Is this false? Am I making up a story here?
False. Yes, you are.
No, that is not true. Oh, God's going to strike you dead today.
No, it's not, because it's not true. I did not say go get her number or nothing like that.
No, I'm saying, did you have more interest in this waitress than just a friend?
She was nice, yes. I like her, and I didn't know her, but I didn't ask for her number.
No, I didn't say you asked for her number.
It's not like I go there every day and say, hey, what's up, you know?
No, I didn't say you did that. I just said that happened a few weeks ago.
Yeah, well, we were there eating, we were having dinner, and she came up, and she was really nice to talk to. It's like chemistry.
Oh, see, there you go. So what's the difference from what I just said and what you just said? You thought you had chemistry with her, and I said you had interest in her more than a friend. That's all I said.
Well, first you said I was stalking you. That's not true. I just want to clear the airwaves.
Well, you tried to say that I was stalking somebody. I saw this girl. Nobody's ever stalked. I wouldn't even know how to stalk somebody. I don't know how those internet. Right. I've never even looked somebody up on Facebook. How did we go from Ashley Williams to this?
I don't know. I was trying to figure out who she was, and you told me who she was. Now she's a Hollywood movie star and all that stuff.
Oh, you'll be asking for her autograph before it's. I tell you, you'll know who she is by the end of today. You'll be saying, "Oh, Scott, can you get me her autograph?"
Here we go again. All right. Well, I hate to head off of here, but I have to go into work and pay some bills.
All right. Pay your bills.
Okay.
See ya.
See ya.
All right. There you go. Oh, my God. Well, that's okay, you know. It's fun to talk to Sean every morning. Don't forget, coming up this morning, we've got the Charlie Evers Show from 10:15 until 12 noon. And then, of course, the Exchange Club with Charlie and myself from 12:15 till 1 p.m. And we're getting close, folks. The Ashley Williams interview, the interview that's been a week in the making here, 17 years in the making, is going to come up in the 9 o'clock hour, and we are getting very, very close because it's 58 minutes past the hour here, and Ashley Williams is the star of the Hallmark movie Holiday Hearts that will premiere this Saturday, 9 p.m. on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. That's Spectrum Channel 1117, DirecTV 565, Dish Network 9444, Sling, and DirecTV Now in this area. That's how you can watch that movie. We have time for a phone call before the break. What'd you think of that last call? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Are you excited for the big Ashley Williams interview? Are you excited for anything? Remember, letters to Santa, Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. If you send Santa Claus a letter, he will send you a letter back. Or if you send us a Christmas card, WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, right here in Marion. If you put a return address on it, we will send you a Christmas card back. That's how it goes here in the holiday season. Just like Hallmark, WWGH Radio is the place for the holiday season. And did you know what the G stands for in WWGH Radio? It's ganache. It stands for ganache. Oh, man. We're going to break. We'll be back in about 10 minutes, 15 minutes with Ashley Williams. Don't go anywhere.
In 7-year-old viral video sensation, Virginia McLaurin, on meeting President and Mrs. Barack Obama.
You said now you'd be happy. Why did that mean so much?